Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't feel, touch your country in the
Little Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS, bringing us back, 17 till. It's Doraville, one of my favorites. A little southern rock there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the blog, the knowledge base, our newsletter. We hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. There's something you can do there in 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. Please check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Kuska. Bob is the founder of the Fusion Factor, and that's an organization that helps companies with their human factor. And Bob, give us your website too, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com, Jim.
All right, so check that out, and they can find all the things you've written and all of your tips how many different factors do you have?
Oh, my God. We're up to, I think, 55 right now.
All right. They can find that on the website, can't they?
If you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a factor
a month.
That's
all you got to do. And it's free, right?
That's free.
Thank you.
Good cost.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for that, Bob. You can't beat that. We're talking about succession planning. We're talking about not just succession planning for things that you can predict, like a retirement or a partner leaving or whatever that you should be able to predict, but also if, you know, you might have a 35-year-old who's in the prime of life who, you know, you might want to look at that person, Bob, and they may not have said anything about leaving, but you might want to be saying, it's asking yourself, okay, what would I do if that person left? And then you got to say, whoa, you know, that's not good. Maybe I need to make some adjustments. What do you think?
Yeah, the thing that I encourage business people to start with, Jim, is define your organization. Sit down. You can do this on the back of an envelope, but sit down and say, how many people do I have, and what are their ages, and what are the key roles that they're in? And what would happen if Mary were to leave tomorrow? Do I have a replacement for her?
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, and then you lay it out. And do you have a replacement? Well, you know, Susan might be ready to replace Mary in 6 months, but what do you have to do to get Susan ready? You might have to send her to a course or give her an opportunity to manage a few people. So it's planning for what your organization is going to look like next year and in mm-hmm. 3 years and 5 years from now.
So you're saying, and you can kill two birds with one stone there, can't you, Bob? I mean, one thing would be to say, okay, what kind of skills am I going to need in a year from now, and who's the best person to get those skills into? Mm-hmm. And that would be good for your organization, but you're also telling Mary, you're an important part of our team. I'm going to invest in you because we're going to teach you, you can take with you for the rest of your life. And that's a way to tell that person that they're important to you, and that has nothing to do with compensation.
That's right. And you know what? That really does build in loyalty, Jim.
That's right.
They see you investing in them, and they say, hey, I want to stay at this place.
And I use that term, Bob, and I think people should use this term. I've used it for years. I think when you give that kind of training, when you help them with those things, I think you should do two things. You should say, I'm going to invest it in you, and these are things you can take the rest of your life. And people like hearing that.
Yep. The other thing that you need to be careful of, Jim, is if that person leaves, because it can happen. You know,
right.
Mary may get
right.
an offer, she just can't refuse. If that person leaves, how quickly can you fill them?
Mm-hmm.
If you have an internal person ready, that's great news. But if you don't, if you have to go to the marketplace, depending on the specificity of skills or how high the level of the person is, it could take you months to backfill a position.
So what do? You cross-train somebody else just in case?
Well, cross-training is a great thing to do. Unfortunately, I find with a lot of small businesses, it's hard to do that.
Yep.
Because you have people so busy at doing what they do.
They're already wearing a lot of hats, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you had, you know, 10% extra people, you could move them around, right? But in
mm-hmm.
this economy, who has 10% these days?
Right, right.
But cross-training is a good way to go about it. The other thing is, think about what would you do? How fast could you go to the marketplace? Would this be an advertisement?
Mm-hmm.
Would you use a recruiting firm? How would you fill that role? and have an understanding of that so you don't have a knee-jerk reaction.
If you're like a lot of folks, you're always looking around trying to identify good people that you might be able to approach one day. I mean, I know I do. Whenever I see sharp people, I try to, you know, catalog them, so to speak, even if it's just in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. You know, having a cup of coffee, it doesn't have to be a formal interview.
Right.
But having that discussion that says, hey, this person's pretty sharp, and I want to understand what they do so I can think about them in the future.
Mm-hmm. Just in the you know, one of the things small business owners don't do a good job of is having formal annual reviews, and mm-hmm. and you know, isn't that a great time to just talk about life and what they think their future holds for them, what they want to do, what their aspirations are? Isn't that a good way to find out, you know, maybe
it's,
go ahead
it's a great way to find out, Jim, but you know what, first of all, and this isn't just small businesses, but it's everybody. Managers don't like doing reviews, so they put them off.
Yeah.
Instead of viewing it, like you're just saying, as a constructive discussion, they view it as a time to come in and have people come in and tell them what you're not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have that discussion once a year. How formal you want to make it as a small business is up to you. But you should ask the employee to think about what they've done and come in and have a dialogue about that.
Everything we're talking about, folks, is about being proactive with regard to the human factor in your business, rather than sitting there in your office and being blindsided by something. It's all about proactive, right, Bob?
Yeah, and you know, you wouldn't dream of not being proactive about other elements
everything
of your business,
else,
right?
Right.
You take care of your equipment and your building and everything else. You should do the same with your people.
Well said. More on this topic, more on the succession planning, whether it be a surprise or planned, with our good friend Bob Cuska. And that's thefusionfactor.com. That's his website. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.